Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your hosting guide, Chojapa Maria Nsoroma. So, we have made it to the month of May in 2021, and this is the first of two Earth months in this mind-blowing water year that is opening the new age for evolution of humanity with incredible breakthroughs. And May is definitely a breakthrough month. My theme for this month is coming home to you. So for insights through three live radio broadcasts and accompanying videos, I'll provide wisdom and insights for understanding that the most powerful self is the authentic self, and that when you courageously seek your truth, Leaving the lie behind, you will have unimaginable, delicious experiences of fulfillment in life, or what I like to call your happy endings in life. It's time to be grounded, growing, and grateful as you come home to the real you. And tonight, I'll focus on the authentic self, living the truth. But first, just a reminder, if you are listening in to the live broadcast and have problems with your internet connection, you can always listen to my broadcast over the phone at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of the broadcast this week. Also, I'll do a separate one for just the astrology. And you can leave comments or ask questions in the following ways. You can go to my Facebook account, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or join my community, which is Wisdom Walk Community. And you can also go to my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And, of course, if you're watching this as a YouTube, you can ask questions or leave comments in the box below the video. Yes. So now I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape, where we definitely can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, as always, I like to start off my work by honoring the ancestors. And because this month, talking about being our authentic selves and living our truth, I thought it would be important to call on those ancestors that modeled that for you in life. And for me, the greatest model of that was my mom, Dolores Matthews. You know, Dolores was interesting because she did have to put on a suit, literally, put on a suit and go to work, being one of the first African-American people to be allowed to participate in a corporate American job. She worked for Citibank before it became Citibank. And so she played that role. She played that role of, okay, I've got to go into this job and I've got to adhere to their rules. I've got to learn their protocols. Every night she would read through the Reader's Digest. They had a word power section so that she could increase her vocabulary because she wanted to be able to talk intelligently and appropriately. She did not go to college, but she took on whatever she needed to do to secure enough financial fitness to take care of me, my brother and sister, as well as contribute to her mother and father's health and well-being. And when Dolores was not in a bank meeting or, you know, have to be around the execs, she was so herself that she got the reputation for, this is the manager who can handle people who are having problems showing up to work on time because of personal issues and things going on. My mother was able to be so real with the people that worked with her and also develop relationships with them outside of work because of her ability to be her authentic self. Yeah. And she was like that at home, of course. She really didn't care what people thought about how she did what she needed to do. We could complain all we wanted about, oh, we're doing too much cleaning. And be like, hey, this is the way it rolls, you know. She didn't care that you'd get mad at her, didn't like her. She wasn't that kind of parent that I got to have children that approve of me and what I'm doing. No, she was very clear about what worked for her, what didn't work for her, and that she was the one who would suffer the consequences if she wasn't being true to herself. So that's Dolores Matthews, who taught me about authenticity. So think about who in your life was that role model and join me as I invoke the ancestors in regards to the help we need to live our truth. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call on your great emissaries, the ancestors. Creator, we are calling out to these ancestors because we need the help in this modern world to more fully step into living our truth. So ancestors, 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 hear our cry, hear our call. We need your help, your wisdom, your guidance to have the courage, to have the ability to choose to step into our truth, to live our truth, and to not hold ourselves back for fear that we won't be liked, accepted, or loved. And so we're calling on you and we're thanking you for showing up and giving us the guidance that we need to embrace our authentic self. And Creator, I ask and thank you and all the loving spirits of the universe for this support and guidance from the ancestors. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen, ashe yeho asa, ashinka vizila, and so it is. Ashe. So let me provide you with some elemental and astrological guidance to help navigate through this first week of May. Shout out to my brother who was born on May 1st, which was yesterday. And this week on Friday, which was April 30th, we walked into an earth week in this earth month, right? I'm thinking about April, but yeah. So we walked into an earth week, and now we're in this earth month. Yeah, so it's really, really a very aligned time when you have both the month and the week being in the same element. And for those of you who are earth people, just know this is a wonderful energetic week for you to remember your elemental essence and the truth of who you are as an earth person. My brother is definitely an earth person. And so the opportunity this week is about paying forward and giving support, being an inspiration, offering assistance without expecting anything in return, demonstrating your ability to be generous, compassionate, considerate, and trustworthy. It's about invoking the generative, nourishing, and abundant universal love energy of the earth element to be of service to others. And of course, when you're doing that for others, you're doing it for yourself. And doing this in a humble and balanced way, you will be gifting your soul with unconditional love. This emotional resource will serve you well as you continue to move through unexpected barriers to the fulfillment of your annual commitments. As you comfort others, you will be comforted. So distractions to stay away from: complaining about life or your situation, it's not going to change it. So you can complain all you want, but in the long run, you need to find a way to have some gratitude for what you're grateful for and go to the next moment. Expecting others to do what you can do, yeah, not a good idea. And also the fear of not being appreciated or compensated. All of that is coming from you, and you can shift that up quite easily nowadays. Yeah, so a lot of stuff online about manifestation and growing wealth consciousness. Yeah. So this coming Friday on the 7th, we're going to move into a fire week, and that'll be a time to embrace forgiveness. Of course, I'll share that with you in the next broadcast and video. Now, let's move into the astrological forecast for this week. According to the astrologers that I reference, May is a special breakthrough month. Life-changing stuff, folks, yes. The great and intense amount of change we are experiencing as a result of moving into this age of Aquarius, or the time of the sixth sun, according to the Toltec, will be continued. This great shift and change, as May brings the first eclipse of the year, the beginning of two important retrogrades, yes, Mercury is one of them, and the awaited sign shift of Jupiter into Pisces. Yeah. So Another important aspect, and I get this from Astro Butterfly, is that we have a record number of planets out of bounds. What does that mean? Well, when a planet is out of bounds, it means it's out of bounds from the sun. And it does pretty much whatever it wants to do. It's a bit like Uranus, free, creative, and unpredictable, she says. Now, planets rarely go out of bounds with the sun. So in May, we have not one, not two, not three, but four. Yeah, and that is Mercury, Venus, Mars, and the moon. When we have such an incredible lineup of out-of-bounds planets, Astro Butterfly says, we know we are onto something very special. Yeah. So today, May the 2nd, we have the aspect of Mercury and Taurus trining Pluto in Capricorn, as well as Venus in Taurus, sextiling Neptune in Pisces. So our month is beginning on this very mellow note, allowing our deepest desires, or perhaps something close to our heart, to reach the possibility of manifestation. Today is a perfect day to launch new products or projects, as well as talking about uncomfortable subjects. Yeah, like you'll have that energy, that flow energy to do that. Now, tomorrow, May 3rd, we move into another important aspect, which is Mercury enters Gemini. This is important because Mercury is in its domicile in Gemini, meaning that it's its home spot. It's the greatest place for it to be. And what that translates into is that our communication, thinking processes, and awareness in general will function at optimal parameters. We will find it easier to speak up our mind, and we will also find it easier to relate to other people. Astro Butterfly says, things sometimes get lost in translation, but less so when Mercury is in Gemini. Yes, and this is going, and it's going to be there pretty much through to July. So very interesting time of this communication energy being bumped up. Now, moving into May 6th, we get Venus in Taurus trining Capricorn in Pluto, or really Pluto in Capricorn, yeah, because Pluto right now is retrograde, and that came about last week. And what this does, this aspect, it initiates a week of romance and pleasure. Yes, yes, yes. This planetary aspect adds intensity and passion to our relationships. Our need to feel affection and intimacy is going to be increased. And singles should use this energy to set up a meeting with someone who they find irresistible. Then 2 days later, we get the aspects of Venus and Taurus squaring Jupiter in Aquarius and Venus entering Gemini. Yeah, very, very interesting. So it's like, you know, you get this really intense, passionate energy. And, of course, you're getting the opposite of a little bit of tension stuff going on here, right? Because things are being disrupted. Things are shifting. So Venus makes one last planetary aspect in Taurus on May 8th as it's squaring Jupiter in Aquarius. This energy will bring a lighthearted vibe to our Saturday and is perfect for relaxing rather than diving into hard work. Then later in the day, Venus leaps up and catches the winds of Gemini. In the weeks ahead, relationships will feel more festive, social, and adventurous. It's the perfect time to meet people and reconnect with friends. Astro Butterfly says, when Venus is in Gemini, we find it easier to articulate our feelings. Of course, feelings are there to be felt, but sometimes knowing how to label, translate, and put your feelings into words can make a big difference. Yeah, yeah. So there you have it for the astrological forecast. I definitely will leave the references in my video below, I mean the description box below my YouTube video, and I will post them on my Facebook page. I know I keep saying that every week and never do it, but this week I'm going to do it. As soon as I finish this broadcast, I'm going to go and post it. Now, let's move into Bill for tonight on coming home to you. So here's my overview. I'm going to talk about why coming home to you is so essential today in the times we are living in. Then I'm going to talk about your authentic self, that reclaiming and living your truth. And then, of course, I'm going to end with a contemplated self-awareness exercise for you. My opening quote comes to one of my from one of my favorite books and writers in regards to New Age, New Thought, and that is Gary Zukav. And this is from his seminal work called Seat of the Soul. And Gary says, authentic power has its roots in the deepest source of our being. Authentic power cannot be bought, inherited, or hoarded. An authentically empowered person is incapable of making anyone or anything a victim. An authentically empowered person is one who is so strong, so empowered, that the idea of using force against another is not a part of his or her consciousness. Yes, yes, I love that. So coming home to you, why is it so important? And in that quote from Gary Zukav, we get a big hint, which is the reality that humanity is coming to, which is that power, true power, authentic power, is internal. It is not external. That really is not power. That is something that is really, really being motivated by fear. And that's why it will always be defeated. Even if it takes a couple of centuries, it'll be defeated. So there are clearly many reasons, many ancient reasons why it's important to be your authentic self, to come home to the truth of who you are, because we were all born full, right, with purpose, with the truth of who we are. And depending on whatever core wounds and sacred contract agreements we have, that's going to get kind of pasted over, plastered over, you know. I think about the story of the golden Buddha that got covered up in plastic during a time in China when they were pillaging and rampaging into temples, and, you know, and so the monks covered up this Buddha, and it just looked like a stone statue. But one day, somebody, it might have been one of the monks, a monk, century later, sees something chipping off and gets curious and finds that there's this gold underneath it. And I love that image because that's what happens to us. You know, we get to a point in life where this little chip is showing up and we're like, well, I wonder what else is under there. And that's because our authentic self is something we cannot lose. It doesn't need to be created by us. It can't be created by anybody else. It's something that we possess. It's inside of us, and it's always wanting to come out. It's always wanting to emerge. So let me give you four reasons why I think it's so important for us to take on really being who we authentically are, who we really are. And the first is because we're in this age of Aquarius, and we're globally evolving our consciousness to let go of being victims to life and the universe. There's a huge paradigm shift happening in regards to our understanding of our spiritual intelligence, meaning we are starting to believe that we are divine and not disposable as human beings. Yes, this is really happening. Next, the dominance dynamic, the conqueror archetype, is being retired, as around the globe, people carrying ancestral wounds from having perpetrated or having been subjected to imperialism, colonialism, slavery, and other systems of oppression are taking on their own personal healing work. Yeah. So we have this thing called post-traumatic slave syndrome, so that Black people can be aware that they can choose to heal from the wounds of slavery. And also there's that same approach around people who survived the Holocaust, Native Americans in regards to the genocide that was done to their ancestors. So again, you know, it's like we are waking up and starting to heal from these very oppressive experiences, tragic experiences as human beings. Next, the multiverse has arrived. As most people know, I am a huge fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and as of last week, we now have a Black Captain America who is able to be his unique self in the role, meaning he's not willing to give away his personal power. He is going to show up and do what he needs to do in the way he needs to do it without trying to please anybody but himself. Yeah, huge paradigm shift. Now, in real life, the conviction of Derek Chauvin for his crimes against humanity sends a clear message that we are dissolving the belief that people are disposable and that only certain people can, you know, fill in the blank, broken up in a huge way. Next, liberation from the industrialized work model. Yes, as a result of COVID-19, this global pandemic, and the invention of Zoom, so the technology that we now have access to, millions of people are being freed up from the office environment and are integrating their family life into their work life. Huge. They're transcending the immature and self-invalidating relationship dynamics of the workplace and realizing that they aren't owned by anyone or anything but themselves. Yeah. So this is very, very huge stuff. So that's the big picture piece that I see, which is really calling us home to who we really are, letting go of playing roles or reacting or responding to, you know, the past, to old paradigms. And so what is this authentic self? What is this living our truth? And so here's some guidance. It is about existing from your own unique understanding of who you are and why you exist before you were conditioned to believe what others told you about you. It's doing the things that align you with your heart's desires, following your heart, and progressing toward your castles in the sky, which I talked about last month. It's letting go of being a martyr, that sacrificing your passion, your dreams, so someone will think you are good, right, and normal. And that is also about us fitting in and needing to belong and needing to be, you know, recognized externally as a good person, but on the inside, we don't feel settled or aligned or happy because we're not being who we really are. And then your authentic self is about having that courage to show up as who you know you are without being attached to what and how others may react. And I always think about Sammy Davis Jr. I gotta be me. Yeah, you know, his whole life and his journey in the entertainment world was constantly about him showing up and doing that, doing what it is that he needed to do to stay true to Sammy. Yeah. So here's some personal healing and growth opportunity exercise for you, a contemplative exercise. Four things. Number one, make a list of 20 things that you know about yourself that are unique to you in comparison to those in your circle of family and friends. So this is taking an inventory of your uniqueness, very essential to living authentically. Number two, when is it easiest to show up as your authentic, real self? Make a list of the who, what, where, and when is most supportive of your truth. Okay? And number three, when is it most challenging to show up as your authentic, real self? And you make a list of the who, what, where, and when is least supportive of your truth. And then finally, I suggest you identify how much time during your normal day do you show up as your authentic self. I'll repeat that. Identify how much time during your normal day do you show up as your authentic self. Set an intention to grow that time and definitely call on your ancestors and spirit guides to bring you the help you need to make that happen. Yeah. So I will have these questions listed for you in the box below this video, and I'll also post them on my Facebook page. My Sarah saying for this week, something she would say very often, actually found a card from Trader Joe's that had a similar saying to this, but it was Sarah who was always saying, and she definitely demonstrated this in her life, it's never too late to become the best version of yourself. Ashe. Thank you, Miss Sarah. So tonight, as always, I am closing out thanking my wonderful engineer, Ms. Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for, even during this time of Ramadan, supporting me to be able to broadcast and get this information and wisdom out to you. So thank you. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and watchers, and to all of those who have wisdom walk with me, you know who you are, to my family on both coasts, and my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues like Amanda and my medicine sisters and brothers like Juanita around the world, and those who may be listening or watching for the first time. Thank you. Big thank you. I definitely couldn't be doing this without your support. And as I'm flashing on my screen, you can't see this if you're listening, but I am asking that you do subscribe to my YouTube channel, hit the bell for all postings, give me a like, give me some comments when you can. I have a goal of getting up to 1,000 subscribers by the end of this year. We'll see how that goes. Now, next week, I will continue my spill of coming home to you by talking about the inauthentic self and how the experience of that can really help push us into the authentic self. The book, Wisdom Walk 2, Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, still available at Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Wow, you know, it's been 2 years. It's 2 years in April since I published that. And I'm very happy to report that it's still walking around. I'm still hearing from people how it's been of service to them. So I am so grateful to God for that. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. So please have a very safe and happy Earth week in this Earth month. We are not done with COVID, although about 54% of all adults have been vaccinated in the United States, but when you have something going on like it is in India, where people and villages are being overwhelmed because they don't have access to oxygen tanks, that means the COVID's not done. And so let's keep up the prayers and keep up the science safety practices This is not a time to act like, oh, we're through, we're done. No, as long as there's one country, one community, like in Michigan, being challenged by this disease, we are not done. Yes, we're in a better place than we were last year, but let's keep it up. Wear those masks, wash your hands, practice social distancing, use good science safety to make choices about where you go, how you go, and when you go. And most importantly, please remember, you are divine. You are not disposable. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.